Welcome to That Film Stew. I'm Jason.
And I'm Luke.
And this is That Movie Review. Today we will be discussing The Ridiculous Six. This is a movie review show. We will be discussing spoilers. Okay, Luke, start us off with the plot.
An outlaw, played by Adam Sandler, who was raised by Native Americans, discovers that he has five half-brothers. Together, the men go on a mission to find their wayward deadbeat dad. That's the movie.
That's the movie. That is the movie. Couldn't really sum it up any more or less. So this is the first of, I think, four Adam Sandler Netflix films that are contracted to be made. Him and his Happy Madison production studio have moved to Netflix, and they're starting stuff out. And this is our first product. What are your first thoughts on Adam Sandler Netflix deal?
It's interesting. It's interesting, and it really is kind of like a who's who of Sandler's friends.
Absolutely, you get the same recurring people, the same majority of the same cast that you've seen before.
And I've got to be honest, I've always liked cameos in his movies. There's some people in there that I think are really suited to cameos that I wouldn't necessarily want them to have their own movies, which maybe that's a bad thing to say, maybe.
That's nice. That's mean.
But I'm honest. I've been honest.
Sorry, David Spade.
Well, I wasn't thinking of David Spade because he's in it as, is it Colonel Custer?
I couldn't remember the name.
And in that same scene, you've got Vanilla Ice playing Mark Twain. He's the only cameo in the movie that I had to go online and look up the actor.
I thought it was purely from That's My Boy with Vanilla Ice, and I was like, that must be Vanilla Ice. I just went with it.
I missed it personally, and I will use Vanilla Ice as an example of somebody that I don't necessarily want them to see have their own movie, but is fun in a cameo.
Yeah, and it worked well. There are a few names that pop up, and it is good to see some of them. And yeah, at the end of it, it feels like an Adam Sandler movie. However, whether or not that's a good thing...
Well, let me just get this out there. Okay, so we mentioned the cameos. Let me just get the main actors. So the actual, the Ridiculous Six. So we have Adam Sandler, who is playing Tommy, also known as White Knife.
White Knife.
Taylor Lautner plays Lil Pete. You have Terry Crews as Chico. Luke Wilson as Danny. Rob Schneider as Raymond. And George Garcia as Herm. Did you recognise Garcia?
Well, I knew he was in it, so I picked him.
Okay.
It's like, yes.
I guess even he's on the poster.
Not
but
until,
I,
obviously, he cut his hair for you, was it?
Okay. Yeah. He's okay, so Garcia and Vanilla Ice, they're the two that missed.
True.
I picked everybody else.
Right. Yeah, no, I knew he was in the film, so, yep, I saw him there. I was like, oh, that's him. Actually, no, it wasn't until... Because when they meet him, he's at his cabin, and then they go off on their little adventure together. But yeah, not until after that, and then I was like, oh, that's him. Wasn't sure. Now, we've touched on some of the brothers. You want to run through some of the other names that pop up? You've
got Danny Trejo in there as Cicero. He's one of the bad guys of the movie. Again, we've mentioned spoilers. Later on, you find out that it was Cicero that killed White Knife's mother. You have Nick Nolte as Frank Stockburn, and he's responsible for the Ridiculous Six, as he's all of their father.
What a twist. That's not the twist. That's not the twist at all.
No, the twist
comes
later.
That's at the beginning.
Yeah.
Then you've also got Will Forte.
As Patch.
Yeah.
Or Will Patch.
I really like this guy as an actor.
Oh, man, he's really, really strong. Yeah. I mean, there's people turned up in this movie that I think are better in this movie, and Will Forte is definitely one of them. But there's a lot of silly gags in here, which I guess you'd come to expect from, essentially, it's a Western parody.
Mm. The Magnificent Seven?
Yep, that's the first one that comes to mind. But I like with the Patch Gang that the whole thing is that they remove their left, or is it their right eye? They remove one of their eyes. And then there's a new member played by actor Steve Zahn, and then you later find out that even though they made him remove his eye, nobody else has.
Yeah.
It was humorous, but I saw it a mile off. Like I'd kind of thought that no one else had removed their eyes just by how disgusted they were at the removing of the eye.
Like, oh, they haven't been there before. And again, that's not the twist, but we'll get to that after. Now, that is just an example of the type of humor that this film has. Now, it is definitely a goofball fest. Like, it's goofy humor. It's not the most mature. But again, is it like Adam Sandler's older films? You know, we're talking like Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, those kind of days. Or is it more That's My Boy kind of thing, Jack and Jill, those movies?
I think what distinguishes this movie from Sandler's older movies, like the ones that you mentioned, you know, the time of, you know, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, all of those, we got angry Sandler. We didn't get that in this movie. So it feels like his older movies, because even though, you know, his closest friends, he does give really small roles in his bigger movies. Back in the beginning of Happy Madison, that's when all his friends would turn up in cameos, and his characters were always angry. Now, White Knife, he is not an angry guy.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, Sandler's character in this film is probably one of the least annoying Adam Sandler characters I've met. It's still a ridiculous character, but again, I think that's the point. But yeah, he's not annoying. He's not screaming at things. He's not doing a stupid voice. So yeah, I didn't actually mind Adam Sandler in this movie.
Because you've got so many colourful characters, what's really rare for a Sandler movie, he really almost disappears. Not quite to the back, but he's not at the forefront.
Like, he's not bringing all of the jokes. He's not the center of the comedy.
Yeah, which,
and that's,
I mean,
a good aspect.
Yeah, and it is an ensemble movie. But the Sandler that you seem to dislike, that's my Adam Sandler. I like
Sandler. I like the shouty Adam Sandler. I like him when he's screaming at Happy Gilmore. I like when he's putting on an annoying voice in Billy Madison. So now I sound like a hypocrite, or I'm contradicting myself. The annoying Sandler that I'm getting is like from That's My Boy, when, you know, when he's, why did he speak like he had a speech impediment? You know, it wasn't Little Nicky. He was just an idiot. Jack and Jill, you know, he's playing a female on one side. And yeah, he's just putting on a weird voice, and it's silly, it's goofy, and it's not funny. It's weird. It's like, it's still angry. It's still like all over the place. But it's different. It's very different. I guess it's hard to explain.
I think the thing we're not talking specifically Ridiculous Six here, but a lot of Sandler's recent movies, just me personally, it's as if he's on autopilot.
Or is it the fact that it's like he's doing the same thing, and that's why it's become tiresome and I don't find it funny?
I know his most recent of movies have not been as successful as his films used to be. But even when his movies were just average at best, they still did big at the box office.
People watch him. People have a good time.
So maybe he's delivering what's asked of him. But then you do see his name in the writing credits on movies, and his producer, so I don't know. Because it does feel like a Happy Madison film. I'm in a weird place with this one.
Like, it is. It's conflicting. Maybe we won't say too much more about our actual feelings of the movie as a whole, because I think we'll say that to the end. I think you can see where we're going, though. We'll move on, though. Now, let's just focus on the brothers besides Sandler. Any of them stand out to you as like an enjoyable aspect of this film?
Well, not just because he has a physical presence, but Terry Crews always stands out. Like, he is one funny guy.
He does comedy really well.
Really, really well. Yeah, I've been a fan of his. Well, Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
From them days.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's always popped up here and there, and he's currently in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is very funny in that, even though he's playing more of a reserved character. But Terry Crews, yeah, like, so he plays the character Chico, and he's got a particularly funny scene. So you find out, you know, the difference between Terry Crews and all the other half-brothers, he's black.
Oh, he's like, half-black.
But you're not going to miss that. And I thought it was particularly funny where, you know, for the first time in his life, he opened up to his half-brothers and told them that he was half-black. And that had been
like, oh, no, yeah, we wouldn't have picked it.
Yeah, it's like really, really obvious. And that's something that he's never felt comfortable telling anybody before. That was pretty funny.
Just in case they didn't know. As a big Lost fan, I thought I would be quite excited to see Jorge Garcia in a role on screen. And yeah, his character was one of the standouts for me. However, I'm going to give credit to Taylor Lautner for Little Pete. Despite being the moron of the family, I really enjoyed watching his antics, like just being really dumb. I thought it was just, you know, nice, humble. But yeah, Tyler Lautner.
Yeah, and he kind of narrated the movie as well in the letters that he wrote to his mum. He did. Yeah, so he was like the narrator as well.
So a lot of attachment. I don't know. I felt for him.
And Luke Wilson, you know, we found out that he was working security detail for Abraham Lincoln when he was shot. He was in the bathroom.
A bit of inaccurate history maybe there, possibly. Maybe he was.
Yeah, but the movie has ridiculous in the title, so I don't think we're going to lead
grounded facts there.
He's not going to be accountable to true history. Like, I'm pretty sure the...
I did my history test the next day.
The retelling of baseball, how it came around. Yeah. John Turturro, he's another guy that had a cameo. You know, another guy that pops up in numerous Sandler movies about the creation of baseball.
It was one of the standout scenes for me as one of the most funniest. I really liked that. Yeah, they were literally ripping apart the rules of baseball. And it made you think, baseball's pretty dumb.
That's a statement.
Okay, it's not that dumb. But the
rules...
You
do realise that this podcast will reach America.
Yeah, no, it won't. If you're from America, chuck us a tweet. Any other scenes that stood out for you as highlights?
Not so much a highlight, but we were talking about, you know, the tone of this film being pretty ridiculous. The first bit of evidence of that is when you're introduced to White Knife and he's at the convenience store and then he's berated by white people outside the store and he doesn't want to fight. They push him into it and then Sandler or White Knife jumps on his hands and runs on his hands at super speed.
Yeah, but
that really, for me, just set the tone of this movie.
It's like he has superpowers, right?
Essentially.
But yeah, that's how I was going to explain it. Magic.
But we're talking favourite scenes. I'm going to jump to the most ridiculous scene, which probably would also be my favourite scene. So you've got Harvey Keitel. He's one of the big bads of this movie. And in his saloon, he has a big rock of gold. And the Ridiculous Six are going to steal that. Because something that I left out of the plot of this movie, which I'll just shoehorn in here, you find out their dad, Frank Stockburn, reunited with White Knife. He says to him that he's got all this money, $50,000, hid under a singing windmill. But before they can go and find the treasure, which White Knife isn't interested in, Stockburn's old gang, led by Cicero, take Stockburn because they want the money for themselves. So what this film is, Sandler, along the way, finding out he has these six half-brothers and they're trying to rob banks to get the money to pay back Cicero so they can have their father free. That's just adding a bit more to the plot there. But then we find out that along the way, they try and steal, the Ridiculous Six that is, a chunk of gold. And this leads to my favourite
ridiculous scene.
My favourite scene is when Harvey Keitel's character is holding five of the Ridiculous Six up at gunpoint. Rob Schneider's character, Raymond, comes up behind him and tries to knock him out by hitting him on the back of the head with a shovel and accidentally knocks his head clean off. Ridiculous. But I laughed.
I legit thought he was a robot, the way his head came off. Like, he has to be a robot. No wires. But also no blood, so God knows.
It's that kind of movie. Because I think it's funnier if there's less blood.
Yeah, and it's a lot friendlier, family-friendly. Don't take your family to see this. Don't put them through it. What?
I did think that you had Steve Buscemi's character, Doc Griffin. So he's like, you know, the town doctor or doctor/dentist, hairdresser. I think he does a bit of everything. And he has this white goop that he uses on everything, which lends itself to a really gross scene. But then he rubs the cream on the next stump of Smiley and puts the head back on. It's that kind of movie. I thought Smiley would then survive. But he doesn't. Still dead.
Still dead.
Oh, wow. I really went the long way around for my favourite/most ridiculous scene.
Yeah, could have just said he gets his head cut off with a shovel. Boom, that scene. Yeah, very good.
But I had to give more context because I realised that although accurate brief plot at the beginning, I probably had to give a little bit more.
Okay, now we'll just finish up on the big revelation, the big twist, the mind-blowing conclusion to this Ridiculous Six film where Frank Stockburn is revealed to be a traitor. He's just been basically manipulating White Knife.
For the whole movie?
Yeah. For money.
Did you see it coming?
I actually didn't, but at the same time...
Oh, you didn't?
I wasn't looking for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so... I kind of thought that was going to happen, that it was all about a big double cross. Ooh. So I wasn't surprised.
Maybe you've touched up on your Westerns a bit more. Is that what happens? Is that the usual...
I mean, it's the right ending.
Is that the way of the West?
You know, it's... I think it's the right ending, and that's why, for me, it just lent itself to being the predictable ending.
Yeah, it gave it a bit more, like, jazz at the end, so that was enjoyable enough.
But then it's not the kind of movie that I don't think it's really going out of its way to have lots of big twists and turns
off. That's just how the movie ended, and that's that. It wasn't really ridiculous, so... And I think it all came good at the end anyway, so... Let's bring this to a successful end. With our overall thoughts and ratings, let's say out of 5 long lost half brothers.
Okay.
Or was that too easy?
No, we'll go with that. And this is going to be generous. This is going to be a very, very, very generous 2 half brothers.
2 half?
Out of 5. Is this movie good? Is it bad? Or is it just plain ridiculous? Yeah. Pretty ridiculous. It has some good scenes. I used to love the Happy Madison comedies and just seeing all the cameos. And I enjoyed it this time, but not as much as I used to. It's fine for what it is. I'm excited more about this just being the first of 4 Netflix movies for Sandler than this actual movie. Hopefully we'll get a different style each time. Yeah, the main problem with this is just that, again, I mentioned that Adam Sandler, for me, just seems like he's on autopilot.
Mm.
He's not bad, but he's not really that good in this movie either.
I will happily give it a 2 out of 5 Stockburn Brothers as well. Just on the basis as well, like, yeah, big fan of old school Adam Sandler films and stuff. This one might have a bit more touch than his latest films, but it's still not there. It does know... I think what it wants to be and what kind of humor it wants to address. And there's a few laughs along the way. Like, I did laugh and have a little chuckle here and there, but overall, not a super funny movie. Probably a bit too long for type of movie as well. Almost 2 hours, when really a 90 minutes would have been nice and solid. Punch out the laughs, get the story over and done with, and that would have been it. Probably once again hit the mark. But like you said, there's 3 more on Netflix that are coming out. So hopefully we get... You know, a little bit of old school Sandler and like his crew with all his mates and stuff. Chucking a bit more David Spade, like, why not?
Okay, here's your trivia. Did you know this is Sandler's first Western?
Sure. That is the worst trivia you have put on the table.
Honestly, pulling at straws on this one. I've not really got a lot of behind the scenes or trivia. So, yeah.
Pulling at hay straws.
Pulling at hay straws. But, hey, it's trivial. It's true.
If you like what you're hearing, follow us on Facebook or Twitter. This and all of our other podcasts are available on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. We also have our website, www.thatfilmstewpodcast.weebly.com, where we post original content weekly. Thanks for listening.
Come to the coast, we'll get together, have a few laughs.
Whoa, oh, there it is!
No! We've been foiled.